Jesus allows himself to remain in the tabernacle, unvisited, unappreciated, unrevered. And I'm afraid, for many Catholics, unknown. How again we need this lesson of Christ's patient obedience in the Eucharist, and how we need, according to our grace given to us, to make up for the indifference and neglect that Christ experiences in the Blessed Sacrament. And as he told Margaret Mary, "What most pains me is that I am so coldly treated by my consecrated souls, the priests and religious, who above all should show me their affection." Our third and final level of reflection is on Jesus loving in the Eucharist. Not only then is Jesus Christ alive and on earth, in our midst, teaching us by his humility and patience and obedience and self-surrender to be humble and patient and obedient and selfless in our lives. But he is in the Blessed Sacrament par excellence as the one who loves. Consider the following. It was out of sheer love, through no compulsion or necessity, that God made the world and made us part of the world. And needless to say, we are grateful. But he did not have to. It was out of pure love that God became man, to redeem us from sin. Love became man. That's a definition of the Incarnation. Again, he did not have to. It was out of sheer love that the God-man allowed himself to be crucified so he might shed his blood for our sins. Surely, he did not have to. It was out of love alone that the night before he died, God made man, decided to transform bread and wine into his living flesh and blood by instituting the Eucharist. He did not have to. It was out of love and nothing else that he instituted the priesthood, to perpetuate the miracle of transubstantiation so that he could remain among us in this valley of tears. As I've told him more than once in the tabernacle, "You're the only joy I have on earth." again. He didn't have to. It is therefore love that moved God to use our human language to be where we are, to be available to us at will, at our will, to be as close can be, and that is no figure of speech. To be a human being who is also God, and has this man God to invite us to come to Him. What does all of this mean to us? It means that even as He is with us in mind and affections, so we should be with Him. That's why He's here. His love should evoke our love. His willingness to sacrifice should prompt our desire to surrender. And how loath we are to give up. His readiness to give Himself to us entirely should move us to give ourselves to Him. It's the adverb that counts. Entirely. That's why He's here. I would like to close with a long prayer of our late beloved Pope John the 23rd, a prayer addressed to Jesus in the Eucharist. And the title appropriately is Jesus, King of Nations. This is a man of faith praying. Jesus, King of nations and ages, receive the acts of adoration and praise that we, your brothers by adoption, humbly offer to you. You are the living bread come down from heaven, which gives life to the world. High priest as well as victim, you offered yourself on the cross in a bloody sacrifice of expiation to the Eternal Father for the redemption of the human race. And now each day you offer yourself on our altars by the hands of your ministers so that there might be restored in each heart your kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, of justice, love, and peace. King of glory, may your kingdom come. Rule from your throne of glory in the hearts of children, so that they may keep immaculate the shining purity of their baptismal innocence. Rule in the hearts of youth, so they may grow in wholesomeness and purity and docility to the voice of those who represent you in the family, school, and church. Rule in the heart of the home, so that parents and children may live united in the observance of your holy law. Rule in our country, so that in the harmonious ordering of the social classes, all its citizens may regard themselves as children of the same Heavenly Father, called to work together for the common temporal good, and happy to belong to that one mystical body of which your sacrament is both the symbol and the everlasting source. Rule finally, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, over all the nations of the earth, and enlighten the rulers of each nation that, inspired by your example, they may nourish thoughts of peace and not of affliction. Eucharistic Jesus, grant that all people may serve you freely in the knowledge that to serve God is to reign. May your sacrament, O Jesus, be a light to the mind, strength to the will, and attraction to the heart. May it be a support to the weak, comfort to the suffering, viaticum of salvation to the dying, and for all may it be a pledge of future glory. Amen. I don't think I need apologize for the long prayer of Pope John the 23rd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.